Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Well, hello there. It is 7 minutes after the hour, back on your Saturday morning. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening, however you may be listening or watching us via Facebook Live. A shot of our studio. There's John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. You can also give us a call, questions, comments, the same number. It is toll-free, by the way, 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. You can also email us, john@gardenamerica.com. And right there on the Facebook page, as you watch the show, you can pose your question or comments, and we'll do our best to get to as many as we can during the next couple of hours. Did you have a good week?
I had an excellent week. Yeah, I was busy this week. A lot of stuff going on.
About time.
Yeah. But, you know, we had, you know, a lot of planting projects that we were doing for people, and then my wife finished it up. Her school year, she's a teacher, and so it's wrapping up, and then my daughter's finishing up hers, so all the end of the year things, events,
so your
parties.
Wife has summer off as well?
Yeah.
So that must be interesting at the Palafox household with the kids home and
well, it's like summer camps and then yeah. Play dates and all of that fun stuff throughout the whole summer for them.
To be in your 30s again and have patience to do that.
Can you imagine if everybody's work schedule was like 9 months of work and then 3 months off?
3 months off?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't even know what that would feel like.
Well, when you're a kid, summer seems like it's forever, 3 months.
Yeah.
But as an adult, it flies right by.
Right.
So. Oh, hey, John's here. Hi, John. You're just kind of listening to Tiger and I.
Well, I was just thinking.
Pontificate back and forth.
I was thinking that it was January when you and I started taking one day off.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We had worked 7 days a week for how many years? Like
15 years at least.
15 years? Yeah, 10 years?
7 days a week.
10, 15 years.
Yeah. So, and it's
so
funny because.
It kind of feels like summer vacation, right?
Yeah. Somebody, I forget the name of the person on Facebook, said, how long have you guys been off on Sundays? I said, well, officially since January, but I know the network sometimes will rerun some of our Saturday shows on Sunday. But this is the best time to watch, live on Facebook, 2 hours. We've got a guest lined up today, too, don't we?
Yeah, we've got Melinda Myers coming on. We're going to be talking pollinator gardens with her.
She's huge.
Which, well, it's a huge topic.
In the industry, yeah.
Too.
I wanted to clarify that.
Since she's been dieting, she's not that bad.
No, huge in the industry.
And you know, she is, we mention this every time she comes on, she's one of the nicest people that you would ever want to meet.
Really, she really
she's
is.
She's professional, she's knowledgeable, she is huge in the industry.
Yeah, she is, she's big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking forward to chatting that with her. And, you know, the topic as far as bees and pollination, you know, is a big deal for us because it's part of our industry as far as, number one, food crops, but then just flowers in general.
Absolutely.
We've got to make sure everything keeps blooming.
Yep.
Speaking of flowers, I was looking at your night sky petunia there.
Yeah,
isn't
you see
nice?
That? Here, let me see. I'll zoom in.
I remember we were talking about this last year, about this time, and our good friend Alice from Loghouse Plants sent us some
a bunch of them.
Yeah, that I gave some to you,
yep.
Right? You had them?
Beautiful. They didn't get as big as that. Those are big flowers.
Yeah, those are really nice. Well, the grower, Tiger was telling me, the grower Premier Color Nursery is probably one of the best growers I've ever seen for color plants.
Yeah, and, you know, this petunia, it's purple with that speckled white. It looks like something got spilt onto it, you know, but that's fun. It's different. Do they have other colors besides the purple?
That's with the spots on it? No, that's the only one that I'm aware of.
I think that is so cool.
Right. Yeah. There's a line of petunias we talked about last week, I think, called Crazy Tunias.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That come in all different colors.
You asked how mine were doing, and I should have taken a picture. They're spilling over the top of the pot.
I just gave you those a couple weeks ago.
No, I had other. Sun patients. I'm sorry, my sun patients. Oh. And the petunias you gave me are doing very well.
They're, right. I just gave those to you, though.
You just handed them to me, and I planted them.
Right.
I don't want to tell you where I planted them, though, because you'll say, why did you do that?
And with your roses.
And I'll say, because I lacked soil. I used up all the bags of soil. It looks actually good. I took a cue from you, because you have, what is it? You have a small tree, and you planted something around the base of it?
Oh, those were tree roses.
Tree roses, yeah.
Our good friend Deb Zeri sent me two happy chappies a few years ago. And they're in pots on the patio. And last year, that's where I put the night sky petunias.
Yeah, look good.
And this year, I put the, what were those called? Moon something?
Moon over Miami?
Moonstruck or something like that.
Petunia?
Yeah, the one that I brought in.
I'm trying to think what it was.
I think it was Moonstruck.
Moonstruck, yeah.
Yeah.
But I like these. These are nice. This is night sky, and it does look like night sky as you gaze upon the stars.
Yep.
There is a rose called night sky, which is a floribunda in England and a climbing rose in California because it grows much differently here.
Really? So they reclassified it?
No.
It's
a floribunda.
But it just grows like that here.
If you plant it in California, mine at home is probably about 10 feet tall right now.
Might be because you haven't pruned it.
A lot of the David Austin roses do the same thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, Graham Thomas gets, 15 to 20 feet here.
Yeah.
But if you read a book in England, it says that it's like 4 to 5 foot shrub.
Oh, yeah.
They're, a lot of the English roses that are bred and evaluated in that climate, you know, when they get released into California weather, they're just like, oh my gosh, what's going on? We can grow 24 hours a day, 56 days a year, 65 days a year.
Only 65. They can only grow 65 days a year.
No, 300. That's it with the roses.
I need some explanation on the quote of the week. I don't get it.
You don't get it?
Yeah.
No, this is a great setup. You get people on the edge of their seats who haven't heard it yet.
Well, I guess we should give the quote then.
Right, which is on our newsletter, by the way.
Right. And the quote's from Bat Masterson.
There used to be a TV show back in the 50s.
Right.
Was that James Garner? No, that he was...
Who played Bat Masterson? I can't remember.
Yeah, but it was back in the mid-50s, I think.
Yeah, he was kind of a...
Wild West kind of a guy.
He's like a bounty hunter.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, exactly.
Yeah.
So this quote that Tiger doesn't understand.
Maybe listening to it will help me.
He said that there's many in this old world of ours who hold that things break about even for all of us. I've observed, for example, that we all get the same amount of ice. The rich get it in the summertime, the poor get it in the winter.
Oh, okay. Now that I kind of hear it, I get it now. So, you know, the rich can kind of have ice whenever they want it. And they get it, but then in the wintertime,
so it's kind of tongue-in-cheek that's equality, because everybody gets the same amount. You just get yours in the winter.
By the way,
when you don't want it.
Right.
It is not the Facebook Live is not on my page.
Still
not on my page. I'm having weird things with the computer this morning.
You know what? During the break, I'll come over there. And
why don't you help me with Facebook, John? By the way, this hour of Garden America brought to us by Bayer Advanced. Get more from the Blue Bottle. It is 15 minutes after the hour. When we come back from the break, which is coming up in a couple of minutes, we'll have Melinda Myers on with us. And
yeah, we already have email questions for Melinda.
Is that right?
From listeners.
Oh, this is good coming right out of the chute.
Yeah, so if you do have a question for us or Melinda,
right,
you can just email john@gardenamerica.com and we'll handle that.
Or on our Facebook page as well.
Or make a comment on Facebook. Sure.
Sure. And we'll get to as many as we can. Let's see here, 855-424-9825, if you want to go the old-fashioned way and give us a phone call.
You have to make sure you're calling from a landline. Like, I want it to be a corded phone.
A corded landline phone. I'm going to go old school today.
No cell
phones.
No, yeah.
And we'll figure out my Facebook page during the break. What else before we?
You know what? I have a loner car today. By the way, I was just thinking about old school.
You brought a loner car.
I brought a loner car because when I took it into Nissan for them to fix it,
right?
He says, "You know what? We've got an old guy who used to work on these. He's going to be in this weekend, and he said, and we'll see if we can get that fixed." He says, "For one thing, it needs a tune-up."
This is your car you're talking about, obviously, like right?
Did I call a tune-up? When was the last time you heard of a car getting a tune-up?
A tune-up.
Yeah. But it's 20 years old.
Your car's 20 years old?
Yeah.
Wow.
80,000 miles on it.
That's low mileage.
Yeah.
Very really low is. Mileage. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back with Melinda, our good friend. And again, just want to remind you, a few ways to get to us this morning. Want to pick up the phone, call us at 855-424-9825. John mentioned already having emails for Melinda. That's john@gardenamerica.com. Also our Facebook page. As you watch, view, and hopefully enjoy this morning, post a question or comment. We are going to step aside, take a break. I'm Brian Main, Tucker Palafox, John Bagnasco, Garden America here on Biz Talk Radio. Coming right back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bayer Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Happy Saturday morning, exactly 22 minutes after the hour. Back with Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco here. It is Garden America. Thank you so much for joining us on this weekend. Did you guys see any rain coming in?
It was a little bit, cloud that I drove through.
Yeah, I had to put on the windshield wipers, especially around Mira Mesa.
Exactly where I was coming from.
Right.
And I didn't see anything in the forecast about rain.
No, I didn't either. And I had some rain up in Fallbrook, too.
Interesting.
I watched the news last night, and they said it was going to be a heavy mist in the morning.
Well, that's exactly what
I don't know.
We have going right now.
It was pretty heavy.
Yeah.
All right. That said, who wants to do this intro to this wonderful woman?
I do.
Tiger. Okay, Tiger. young man, you in the back. Go ahead.
So I'm really excited to talk to Melinda this morning because one of the topic we are going to be mostly addressing is going to be pollinator gardens in general. And this is a hot topic right now because so many people are interested in, number one, our food security, making sure that our fruit trees and citrus trees are going to still produce from here on out. But then at the same time, we're having a decline in bee population. So we're doing everything that homeowners can do to make sure that they ensure a food source for bees. So good morning, Melinda. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you. And it's always great to chat with you. And I'm hoping I'm not as huge as I used to be because I have been dying. So.
Uh-oh, she was listening early.
See, that's why I corrected myself right away, Melinda.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it.
Yes.
And all I have to say is you guys are brave because I always thought the best part of radio is you can come as you are and nobody sees you.
You know what? We've been thinking about that lately, too, is we just can't come strolling in any way we want to look. We have to kind of, tighten up our little image here.
Exactly. So you're very brave. I give you kudos for that. And glad I'm not on live.
Oh, don't worry. That's soon enough. We're going to start sending our interviewers a camera.
Right.
So that way we can watch them while we're talking to them.
We'll do a split screen. They can see the people we're talking to and us. And I guess, Melinda, also, and we'll get into this as the interview continues, but John already has email questions for you, too, as well. So,
excellent.
Tiger, you brought up the fact about bees and pollination and the state of affairs.
Yeah. So, Melinda, first off, will you give our listeners just a little bit of an overview of who you are and, what you do? But then, let's start talking about pollinator gardens and why they're so important to people.
You bet. I've been in horticulture for over 35 years. I'd like to say I started young, but gardening keeps us all young in spirit and hopefully physically, too, as we bend over and pull weeds and plant. Done a variety of things from an extension agent to an assistant city forester, taught at a technical college, and now I feel like I've been able to bring the best of all those jobs to my own company and have the opportunity to talk about subjects that are near and dear, I think, to all of us. You know, pollinators have really become a focus right now, and I think many gardeners, a lot of us for many, many years, have been trying to be sustainable, create good environments, whether intentional or not, for our pollinators. But I think the exciting thing about this trend, it's sad that the bees are struggling, but the good news is it's bringing attention to people to get them involved in gardening, to get them thinking about how they manage their landscapes, and bringing the attention that's so important to the pollinators that make sure we have food on our table, pollinate our flowers so we have seeds to grow new plants next year. And so that's the good side of the dilemma that pollinators are facing, if you can think of it that way. And so that's one of the reasons I've always been a sustainable gardener. Back in the late 70s, you didn't use the word organic or sustainable. You had to sneak that in, and now that's become... You know, you're maybe too young, but I do remember Masterson, so I'm telling you.
Well, you hear everything, Melinda.
Oh. I do.
That's great.
Zach took care of me. So I'm very excited that I'm seeing more and more people thinking about our pollinators, sad that they're facing this, the challenges of habitat loss, pesticide, predators, diseases, and mites. But I think there's a lot of things that each one of us can do to make a difference.
And, you know, what are some of the key things people need to know when it comes to a pollinator garden? I mean, you know, is there certain things they need to avoid and certain things they need to incorporate to be successful?
You bet. And some things, you know, food, shelter, and water is what we all need, and that's what our pollinators need. So water, a shallow source, so a bird bath with gently sloping sides, or put a few rocks in so the bees and butterflies as well as the birds can take a sip without being totally submerged. And one of the nice things about water features is we get to benefit by looking at the birds and the bees and the butterflies as they gather. A puddle in your landscape. So if you ever are out in an area with a gravel drive or parking lot, and after a rain you'll notice that bees and butterflies will be gathered lapping up the minerals. And you can do the same. Just take some sand, put it in a shallow container or bucket, punch holes in the bottom, sink it in the ground, and then keep it damp. And then a pinch of sea salt or wood ash, that provides some minerals, and you'll see the butterflies and bees gather for a drink. And so it's fun to watch and visit and get some photo ops as well, and it's good for them. Plants, you know, here's what we're all about with gardeners. Plants, and make sure you have plants that are blooming spring, summer, fall for you guys, winter, you know, every season. So you've got nectar and pollen for those pollinators that come through the garden early in the summer and the fall as they migrate through. And we love to see all that interest. For those of us in colder climates, leaving those perennials stand for winter and do your cleanup late winter, early spring. Because many of our beneficial insects overwinter in those areas, and so giving them that habitat is a good thing. Healthy plants, you know, a good soil foundation, you know, make sure your soil's good so your plants grow well, so they flower. Of course, I'm going to recommend Milorganite fertilizer because it's low nitrogen, slow release, so it'll encourage growth without interfering with the flowers that our pollinators need. And then just proper care, because healthy plants, fewer disease problems, better able to tolerate the bad guys, so that reduces our need for pesticides. Those of us that are procrastinators or a little less than perfectly tidy, leaving some leaves on the ground, I like to use shredded leaves as mulch, and that's great for ground beetles. Not the best pollinators, but they do some pollination, bumblebees and more. Some bare spots if you have a large enough yard for the ground bees, you know, away from where you want to dig. And then shelter, you know, some trees, some shrubs, multiple layers, so it's pretty for us to look at. But then a constant cover and different layers provides good habitat and cover from predators for those beneficial insects.
Melinda, I've got to take a break. We're going to come right back. Hold that thought, and then I guess, I don't guess, I know, John has email questions for you as well, right, John?
Yeah, we do have one that as soon as we come back, we'll discuss with Melinda.
Okay, hang tight, Melinda. And for the rest of you, if you want to call us, 855-424-9825 or John at GardenAmerica.com. Taking a break, coming right back.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking a leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp. InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Minutes after the hour, back here on Saturday, of course. It is Garden America on Biz Talk Radio. John McNasco, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Mayne. Again, lines open at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com.
Hey, before we get into the email questions, Melinda was just wrapping up on how to, you know, get a pollinator garden going. Now, one thing that she mentioned, though, Melinda, was that pollinators aren't just birds and hummingbirds and butterflies, right? There's other things that pollinate, right?
You bet. Some of our native bees are very important, bumblebees included, and in some parts of the country, they're really struggling as well. Beetles, flies, you know, they're not the pretty ones we think of, and they may not be the most efficient, but they're out there working hard, and you know, there's lots of them. So they're also helping. Hummingbirds will spread, and for some parts of the country, you know, I think it's you guys would know better, a saguaro cactus that's pollinated by a bird. And so depending on in bats to some extent and moths, and so there's lots of different animals and insects that help spread the pollen for us. So, you know, the bees are kind of the poster child. Monarchs have really, people have jumped on board to help save the monarchs, who are very important as well. But there are all these other insects and birds that do help pollinate and make sure that we have food and flowers.
You know, I remember that one famous case. I can't remember all the details, but there was an orchid they discovered that had a long, long tube, and at the base of the tube were the parts that needed to be pollinated, and they thought no insect that we know of can do this. So they theorized there must be an insect that exists that we've never discovered. And eventually they did discover a moth that had a proboscis that was probably about almost a foot long that could get into this.
And it was just that moth, just that orchid.
Just that moth for just that orchid.
How about that?
That is really amazing. I think nature just, you know, if you aren't amazed by nature, I don't know what's going to make you go, wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, and bugs have the, for some people, ooh, yuck. But if we think of them in terms of the good things they do, and bees, you know, I have a Caryopteris, a Blumis spirea at my old house I had by my walk, and it's covered with bumblebees in late summer, and it's one of my favorite. And I hadn't cut it back, and it was a little big, and it was kind of spilling over the walk. And my letter carrier goes, you better do something about that, because those bees are, you know. I said, they're not bothering you. They're so drunk on nectar, they could care less.
Oh, yeah, they don't do anything.
They don't even know you're there.
You know, and he goes, I'm going to quit bringing your mail. And I thought, well, you bring me bills, people want money, keep my mail, I'm keeping
your
my
mail.
Bumblebee. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there you go.
Sounds like a fair trade.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I just quickly wanted, before we get to the email question, I wanted to point out that one of the things when I first started hearing about pollinator gardens many, many, many years ago.
Yeah.
One of the things that it took me a while to realize is there are host plants for larvae, and a lot of people don't want plants that bugs are chewing up.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, if you don't, you know, or if you do want those, but you don't want them to be obvious, maybe put them in the back of your yard where they're going to be hidden.
Out of sight, right.
Right, or put other plants in front of them. But those are necessary, and you don't want to be spraying to kill those.
You bet. And some of our herbs are some of the best for bees, for caterpillars like dill and parsley, great for the swallowtail caterpillars. I'm not a big dill fan in terms of eating, but I grow it for the swallowtail caterpillars. I plant tons of parsley, and, you know, they'll munch away, but if you have enough mixture in the garden, you won't even notice the damage. And so you're right. Place your plants accordingly so that you're not bothered by the damage, but it's short-term temporary, and think of the long-term benefit, those beautiful butterflies, you know, flitting through the garden. And so little few missing leaves on your parsley, you can tolerate. Just check for that extra protein when you harvest it for dinner.
Well, you were talking to us about how much you like to use Milorganite, and this question kind of leads into it. Rick from Monrovia, California, asked a question that I think you can probably answer, even though it's out of your neck of the woods. He says, in California, how often should you apply Milorganite? Does it work on all plants, and is it a complete food for plants?
You know, really good question, and then my California buddies, please jump in and help fill in the missing gaps. One of the reasons I like Milorganite, it's good for any plant, and it's goof-proof. You know, you can't overdo it. I'd never recommend over-fertilizing, soil test, plant performance. Those should be your indicators. You have such a longer growing season, you're going to need it more often than I do. You know, typically using it with your annual plants, especially when you're planting, and then about 8 weeks later, kind of let the plants be the judge. The hotter the weather, the more you water, the sooner you may have to apply it. And then you can do a repeat for your lawn, again, you know, kind of around the Easter time frame. Memorial Day, the good news is it won't burn your lawn. So if it turns hot and dry and you let your lawn go dormant or any of your plants go dormant, it sits there in the soil and it won't burn. So another benefit. And even though it's 5% nitrogen, 2% non-leaching phosphorus, and no potassium, the cool thing is they found with research that when the microorganisms work on releasing the Milorganite, the nutrients from the pellets, it also releases some of the phosphorus and potassium from the soil. And most of us have a lot of that in our soil because of years of 10, 10, 10, 12, 12, 12 fertilizer.
Right.
And so it's putting that to work. Instead of adding more to the reservoir the plants can't absorb, it makes it available to the plants. Phosphorus, good for flowering, fruiting, root development, potassium, hardiness, and disease resistance. And now I'm going to turn to my California buddies, if you have any additional recommendations.
Well, no, I agree with you. In California, I would say every other month during the growing season of that particular plant, we have some plants that go dormant in the winter. And even though there's no snow on the ground, they're still dormant, and you wouldn't want to be feeding them at that time. And I agree 100% with what you said. The only nitrogen that leach, or the only nutrient that leaches through the soil is nitrogen, and we have plenty of phosphorus and potash in our soils out here especially, and you just need good organic material so that the bacteria can release it to the plants, and Milorganite will do that. Hey, Melinda, we're going to have to let you go because our time is running up, but I wanted to ask quickly what you have planned for the summer. Do you have some trips, some speaking engagements? Can people get hold of you?
You bet. Well, always through my website. In fact, we're updating our website, so that's been a big project. But I'll be speaking in Michigan, your home state, the end of June, as always appearing at our Wisconsin State Fair. I'm there every day, twice a day. We just planted a foodscape garden, so we're encouraging people to include edibles with their ornamentals and included some beautiful edible plants so that
great, you know, idea.
Gardening can be pretty and edible at the same time. And working on videos for Melinda's Garden Moments. We're working on our new season for next year, and so check that out. If we're not airing in your area, the videos as well as the audio tips are on my housed on my website, so you can watch and listen after they air on your radio and TV station. So hopefully we can help people have fun and be successful in their garden.
Yeah, absolutely. And go to MelindaMyers.com for more information and pick up one of her books. I think she's written 97 books.
97?
Is that all? 97?
It seems like it, but it's close. It's near 20, right?
It's over 20. And then also, if you're a great Courses fans or you're not, become one, because I did the How to Grow Anything DVD series. So sorry about that. I set my alarm obviously wrong.
It's time to go.
So I wouldn't miss the radio show.
Uh-oh.
So luckily I wasn't waiting for it.
It's always good to talk to you, Melinda, and we really appreciate
you guys
you
too.
Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks a lot. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
And just a wealth of information. Boy, she just handled that interview just wonderfully. Just took the ball and ran with it.
She's a professional.
You know, it's always fun chatting with someone who loves what they're doing as well.
Exactly. All right. Open phones. Lines open at 855-424-9825. Once again, toll free, 855-424-9825. John at GardenAmerica.com. You can also ask your question or make a comment on our Facebook page, along with all those angry emojis. We got a few smiley ones. Somebody's upset this morning about something. It is Biz Talk Radio, Garden America. We are going to step aside, coming right back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Girl, you thought you found the answer on that magic carpet ride last night. But when you wake up in the morning, the world still gets you uptight. Well, there's nothing better you ain't tried to fill the emptiness inside. But when you come back down, girl, still ain't feeling right.
It is our final segment, 52 minutes after the hour, 8 minutes away from the top. We've got news on many of these BizTalk Radio affiliates. In the meantime, we are open for business. Whatever's on your mind at 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. Or go ahead and get a Facebook conversation, question, comment thing going on our page as we broadcast Facebook Live, gentlemen.
So one thing Melinda mentioned when talking about the pollinator garden and food crops was, she was like, oh, you know, just be careful. Sometimes there'd be a little bit of extra protein in your salad mix or your parsley. And I always think it's funny because you see these packages of organic produce everywhere, okay? And they always come out that, oh, someone opened a package and there was a worm or something in it. And I'm like, that just proves it's organic. Because there wouldn't be a worm bugs. Yeah, in this. So it's like, you know, if you want organic, they have to kind of go hand in hand. You can't have, you know,
right,
the best of both worlds in that way.
And that bug is a protein anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't worry about it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
So, I thought John brought up an interesting...
That's how you can tell if your tequila is organic, right?
There's a worm at the bottom.
There's got to be a worm at the bottom.
But you brought up something interesting because I like to go to Trader Joe's and buy... I like the smaller bananas. And I can guarantee that the organic bananas at Trader Joe's are the smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
And John said, "What organic banana? What, you're going to peel it anyway? There's how can it, you know, what's the difference? What's, you know, what's the advantage of an organic banana?
The way that it's grown.
I thought that was an interesting thing you pointed out.
That's what I also think about organic seeds. Again, it's just the way that they're grown. But people ask, oh, you know, what's the benefit of organic seed? It's just that the way it was grown
right.
ensures that wherever it was grown, they didn't use chemicals or, you know, on or in the soil.
And it would seem to me that it would take less effort to grow organic because you're not going through the process of spraying and doing all these things, or not?
No, it actually takes a lot more effort. It's way more difficult to produce because if you look at an organic apple next to an apple that's all nice and shiny with
right.
no blemishes.
All the fake stuff the stores put on it?
Yeah, well, the stores don't. The growers do.
Yeah.
And that's easy for them to do. They just go out there and spray everything. But organic, you know, that thing's going to be loaded with all kinds of worms and bug holes. And you have a lot of work to do to keep the insects off.
And that's why it costs more to buy organic.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Because of all the effort that goes in there.
And the certification.
Oh, to be certified organic.
A farm has to be monitored, and they have to be growing organic for, I think it's 3 to 5 years before they can even get that certification. So,
well, you know, that was a big problem over at Plug Connection, where I have my office, is they grow liner. They're called liners, little small plants that they send to growers around the country. And they thought it would be good to become certified organic, which they did. And they came up with a line of herbs called organics that had been grown organically. So they had all these little liners to send to growers around the country. And you would think, that's going to be a great seller. They didn't sell any. And the reason was none of the growers were certified organic.
Oh, so it stopped.
Could buy them, but once they got them.
That was it.
That was it. So now there's more growers that are certified organic, and you do see those. You know, we're building up on questions here that we need to get answered.
Well, let's do it. We've got about 5 minutes until the top of the hour. Let's get started, John.
Okay, well, Barbara in San Diego says, with all the overcast days that we're getting here in San Diego, my roses are getting black spot and yellow leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do I treat it or just trim and clean out and wait for the sunshine? Well, she is right that when the sun comes out, a lot of that's going to disappear in San Diego. But it would help to pull off, especially with rust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pull those leaves off.
Pull them off and put them in a bag and put them in the trash. Just get rid of them because otherwise they're going to fall to the ground. The spores are going to be in the ground. They're going to get back on the plants. And it doesn't hurt to treat. I had a listener that asked me about this, but in our newsletter this week, Sharon had a formula that she called Kickapoo Joy Juice.
Right. Yep. Kickapoo Joy Juice.
Which was mixing HB101 with a fertilizer and with hydrogen peroxide.
Wow.
So
stand back.
Well, mix it up in a watering can and actually pour it on the leaves. I think that would help.
Yeah,
get rid of
the
diseases.
You could pour that anywhere. You could in the soil, on the leaves, everywhere.
Oh, yeah, it's really good for plants.
You mix HB101 with any fertilizer. Good golly, Miss Molly.
Well, and the hydrogen peroxide is going to help with the disease control.
I think you have time for one more question, John.
Okay, well, we had this question, I think it was from Dale, early in the show, asking if any of us had or have ever grown giant bug loss. And which is Echium, I think, piniana.
Oh.
Echium piniana.
Right. And it's native to the Canary Islands. So it should do well, especially in coastal parts of California.
That's the Echium that just grows into a pink one spire straight up, right?
I think it's, I don't know about pink, lavender. It's not a perennial. It's either a biennial.
It's a biennial
or triennial. One of the two. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's grown from seed usually.
Right. Right. Yeah. No. We used to sell that one when we had our nursery on Alpine. Believe it or not, a lot. So not just coastal, but actually inland San Diego.
Right.
And it's a great one. No, I know.
Giant vipers bug loss, I think, is what it's called. Uh-huh. But I guess it could do all right inland, but it doesn't like really hot conditions, and it doesn't like soils that don't drain. So it would probably tolerate the heat better as long as the soils drain pretty good.
But talk about a pollinator. That thing attracted bees like
other. I mean, it's that's
a giant,
perfect for that.
Giant spire of just beautiful flowers that things are just humming all around it.
That is the end of hour number one, brought to us by Bayer. You can get more from that blue bottle, Bayer Advanced. I'm Brian Main, along with John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. News is coming up on many of these affiliates. We'll continue our Facebook Live hour number two. We are back at 6 minutes after. Till then, stay with us. You can pose your questions and comments right there on Facebook, john@gardenamerica.com, or give us a call. Coming right back 6 minutes after. Stay with us.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.